This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a few headlines this week that have to do with the male genitalia. One was, I believe there was an orangutan that found a littered plastic bottle. And the environmentalists were, I think, up in an uproar because not only did the orangutan find the plastic bottle, but apparently somebody videotaped the orangutan trying to pleasure himself with the plastic bottle. So if we need to remind people not to litter, that's one of the reasons why, because unfortunately animals can hurt themselves. And somebody could say, why are you so worried about the animal? You can't hurt yourself on a plastic bottle. You can. Headline number two. 45-year-old male tried to pleasure himself with a plastic bottle. It got stuck. It was stuck for about 2 months. He was so embarrassed, he didn't tell anybody. Finally went to the ER, and doctors had to save his penis from the strangulation injury. In fact, it's a case study, and the case study was published in Science Direct. Penile strangulation with a plastic bottleneck intervened by an atypical instrument, a case report by Dr. Newpain et al. So this was a 45-year-old male who apparently had severe depression, actually some prior suicide attempts. And we're not exactly sure, you know, what happened 2 months prior, but it ended up with him actually having the plastic bottle stuck. I think he was able to get the bottle part off so he could urinate, but the ring of the plastic was stuck. And I don't know if you've ever had a stuck ring, a wedding ring. In fact, my wedding ring is lost because we had to cut it off because when my finger swelled, you couldn't get the ring off. I had fallen, something happened, and so my finger started to swell and we had to cut the ring off. And so when you start to swell distally because of the plumbing, you can't get the aperture, the strangulating agent off. And so this gentleman was embarrassed, didn't tell anybody, and for 2 months, you saw the pictures. In fact, I wrote a little piece on it, very graphic content when you look at it. But when you see the pictures, it is a very, very swollen appendage, starting to look deformed. And so the ER docs tried to cut with some tools that we have, like we have ring cutters and things like that in the ER, and it didn't work. So I don't know if they made a run to Home Depot or Lowe's, but they actually had a cable wire cutter that was able to sneak under, like a football sneak, and was able to get under there and cut it, and they were able to save the penis. And the penis actually, I think, resolved pretty quickly. The gentleman was told to follow up or to see, you know, usually with the ER, we don't have you follow up at the ER. In the older days we did, but now it's go see your doctor, follow up, make sure there's no issue. But the reason why this was a very interesting case study is it kind of reminds us that people do things and, you know, experiment with things with their penis. And two is when you're a doctor, you know, just because it's not a medically $5,000 piece of equipment doesn't mean you can't use it. If you have to use something, you know, whether it's from the hardware store or not, sterilize it first, but you do what you have to do, and that's what these doctors did. My issue is, one, this guy had it on for 2 months. He felt embarrassed. He didn't want to tell somebody. Remember that kid that snaked an iPhone charger into his penis? the experimentation or the sexual gratification of these mishaps that happen get worse. The injury gets compounded because of the embarrassment that follows. And I don't understand why we don't have a good public education message to tell people with penises, men, okay, I don't want to do what the Lancet did, but to tell men or transgender, those who identify as men that have a penis, to you don't want to put that into something that can strangulate it. And I don't have a penis. And so maybe I need to recuse myself from this conversation, because as a woman, I'm like, what are you guys doing? You don't stick your, why would you, a plastic, a why? But then again, I mean, I can't put myself in your shoes. What is it, To Kill a Mockingbird? I'm supposed to put myself in your shoes. I can't do that. I've tried. Trust me, I've imagined what life would be like, and I am envious, because I think I would probably, you know, have done pretty well as a man. But, you know, I'm a woman. I'm happy about it. I'm glad to be a woman. But I do wonder what life would have been like if I did have one. I just don't think I would have stuck it into, like, a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. So we have a lot of sexual experimentation out there with the younger boys, and apparently we have it in older, middle-aged, you know, gentlemen, and people with psychiatric illness. When you have psychiatric illness and you want to gratify yourself sexually, you're not going to think to yourself, well, I need to find a partner, and if I don't have a partner, what can I do that's safe? And so it's not uncommon for people to use what they have around the house. A wedding ring, Red Bull can, I don't know. I'm not a guy, I don't know. What I do know is, from an ER standpoint, we have seen penile strangulation. We have seen penile injuries. And something like that could not only, you know, cause severe infection, severe pain, problems urinating, problems with erections, but psychological trauma for a long time. So my recommendation to you is, if you have anybody in the family with mental illness or, you know, some psychological challenges, or if you have any young boys, you know, who are in that experimental stage, just have a frank conversation with them. I did. I talk to my boys every day. And I'll go, hey, guys, you know, don't be sticking blah, blah, blah into blah, blah, blah. And they're like, Mom, you're on speakerphone. Like, why am I on speakerphone? You know when I call you, okay, I'm going to be saying something that you probably don't want everybody else to hear. And they're like, we don't do that, Mom. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, and you also want to tell these boys or whoever that it's okay for them to talk to you. Don't be embarrassed. It happens. But don't wait 2 months, because the longer you wait, the worse it is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels, Rick and the Dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a four-year-old girl is probably one of the very few people in this country that has gotten a COVID vaccine in her age group. Now, why did they give a four-year-old the COVID vaccine? We don't know, and neither does the pharmacy know. She was supposed to be there for a flu shot. So a four-year-old girl in Maryland was given the first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and obviously the adult dose of it, rather than the seasonal flu shot at her local pharmacy. This is being reported by the Baltimore Sun. Victoria Olivier brought her daughter to get the flu shot to a Walgreens in Baltimore.
The pharmacist mistakenly administered her an adult dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. As you know, the vaccine has not been approved by the FDA for children under 12. I'm sure she'll be fine, but I have a big problem with these mistakes that are happening. Phil Caruso, a spokesperson for Walgreens, told Fox News in an email that patient safety is the company's top priority. He said, events like this are extremely rare, and we take this matter very seriously. Caruso wrote in a statement, he said, we are in touch with the patient's family, and we have apologized. Our multi-step vaccination procedure includes several safety checks to minimize the chance of human error. We've recently reviewed this process with our pharmacy staff in order to prevent a future recurrence. Several safety checks. How the hell did a pharmacist do this? And again, I think the kid's going to be fine. But that's a pretty big screw-up. And then what other screw-ups could be happening? Now, I, as you all know, I'm a huge, huge fan of the pharmacy profession. Pharmacists are the bomb. They are awesome. They save doctors' asses all the time. Doctors will write a medication. The person's actually allergic to that medication. And the pharmacist is like, excuse me. And they call, thank you. They catch it. Or a doctor will write a medication and doesn't realize that the patient is taking another medication that can have a severe reaction to. I try to keep up on every single drug reaction, but I don't get every alert. I don't even get alerts anymore. And so even though I try to look it up on a database, many times, I might not know. Now, luckily I've caught them, but other doctors that don't take that time don't know who catches it, the pharmacist. The pharmacist is one of the most underappreciated people in the healthcare industry. And, pharmacists are fantastic, which makes me very nervous when something like this happens. They say the error comes as children under 12 remain ineligible for the vaccine, though Pfizer-BioNTech has submitted clinical trial data among kids age 5 to 11. This child, again, was 4. A request for emergency approval is anticipated to follow in the coming weeks, according to Fox News. The trial data includes findings among 2,200 participants age 5 to 11, which suggests the smaller dose shot was safe, well-tolerated, and resulted in neutralizing antibody responses. It's a much smaller milligram. Olivier told the Baltimore Sun, she and her family were stunned by the incident. They had apparently dialed a 24/7 nurses hotline, poison control, contacted Olivier's network of social media friends for help. So far, the child has no major side effects. And that's the problem, too. Once you're now worrying about it, and you're watching and waiting, and did you cough? Oh, wait, what happened next? What happened? And so it's one of those things where now you're just always going to freak out as a parent. I think the child is going to be fine. Based on what we know, if everybody's being dead honest about the vaccines, I think the child's going to be fine. If the child isn't, or there's some sort of issue that happens years from now, we may never hear about it, which is also frustrating. So I'm going to try to reach out to Miss Olivier. But according to Dr. Panagis Galiastos, the vaccines, the way they change between age has a lot more to do with the dose. So he said when a child's given a higher dose, the result is the probability of side effects could increase. He said it got our attention, human error. Now we investigate how likely the dire outcome is. So the doctor from John Hopkins, Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine, makes it sound like they will closely monitor, maybe not them, but there will be, her doctors are going to closely monitor, but, you know, it would be interesting to be able to interview the child, you know, when they're 12, you know, and like I said, I'm sure the child's going to be fine. So in a statement to Fox News, the FDA said they have not evaluated data pertaining to the safety and effectiveness in kids under 12 yet. So they're glad to hear that the child is doing well. As per the vaccination provider agreement, it is mandatory for vaccination providers to report vaccine administration errors whether or not there was an adverse event to theirs. So, obviously, you know, after the dole and the, oh my gosh, my bad, you know, they're reporting it. And mind you, I'm a fan of Walgreens. I use Walgreens. So, but here's my problem with this. This was an issue that got caught, and it's an accident. And maybe this pharmacy, or maybe this pharmacist, it was a one-off. Just the one time they screwed up, just the one single time happens to be a very highly publicized case. But I'm sorry, I know people. I am very nervous that this is not a one-off. And how many other people out there have had screw-ups and don't know about it? I'm not talking about the COVID vaccine. I'm just not talking about the COVID. I mean, if somebody gives an adult COVID vaccine to a child that's 4 years old, that's a really bad screw-up. Multiple safety checks had to have been missed. Now, maybe the pharmacist is overworked. Maybe, and I'm not saying this is an excuse, but we need to identify what the heck could be happening in our pharmacies for something like that. Pharmacists don't screw up. They don't, thank doctors. We're never allowed to screw up. Nurses, we have to be 100% all the time. So when we're not 100%, we need to figure out why the hell. What the heck happened? Was it because he thought he was going to vaccinate the mom? Was it because the tech screwed up? Was the tech just so used to doing COVID vaccine, it's just about the COVID vaccine, here's another COVID vaccine. Maybe this wasn't the pharmacist. I hope it really wasn't the pharmacist. The pharmacist was the one that injected it, which is why in my office, I drew up the vaccines myself. I just have seen so many mistakes. I took my kid to a doctor for his vaccines, and the nurse, an RN, loved the nurse. She's a wonderful lady, but she drew up an MMR, and my kid was only 4 months old. And I didn't mean to challenge her. I was like, oh my gosh, that is such a pretty vaccine. Which one is that? She goes, it's the MMR. I go, you don't give the MMR to a 4 month old. She's like, oh, you're right. So, I was like, you know what? I am going to make sure that whatever I am injecting into a patient, I draw up myself. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe the pharmacist was so busy. The pharmacist is the one that gives the injections. He's like, all right, guys. And, you know, medical care is supposed to be later transferred to the pharmacy setting. Many pharmacists are going to be administering a lot of community care. Already there's pharmacists that have little minute clinics. And remember years ago, they were talking about expanding pharmacist licenses to do regular medicine, like diabetes care and things like that. I feel confident that, you know, pharmacists are very, very good at the medications and their pharmacology training. It just, if they don't have the EKG, if they don't have, you know, if they're not equipped to look at ocular pathology, neurological pathology, kidney pathology, you're just putting too much on them. You know, that's why us family docs are specialists, if something is beyond our scope. But a pharmacist doing something like this, even though the kid's going to be fine, the story here is there is half-assed stuff being done. And if it's being done by very highly trained professionals, what sort of half-assed stuff is being done in other industries or in other, you know, by non-specialized professionals? We talked about that water park where that kid got an amoeba and died, and they said nobody checked the chlorine level on two of the days he was there. Who's not doing their job? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, told Fox News he will introduce legislation Wednesday that would make teaching critical race theory in federally funded schools a civil rights violation.
What we hope to accomplish is to advance Martin Luther King's principles, which were to judge people by their content of their character, not by the color of their skin. We don't believe that race defines a person, that you know we're not responsible for the sins of our past.
Critical race theory has become a battleground issue in local school districts nationwide. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Tuesday she's looking for G20 countries to reach political agreement on a global minimum corporate tax deal at their summit in October and has not ruled out a rate higher than 15%. Some 134 countries agreed over the summer to support a global minimum tax of at least 15%. This is USA Radio News. Healthcare workers in Colorado have until Friday to get their first COVID-19 vaccine under a Colorado Board of Health rule, after which they could face termination. Former Colorado nurse Destiny Carpenter told Fox News that she has already been fired.
They basically told me that I am voluntarily resigning, and I explained to them that that wasn't the case at all. But they were firing me because I chose not to get the vaccine.
The State Board of Health is requiring all employees, direct contractors, and support staff at 3,800 licensed health care facilities in Colorado to get their first dose no later than September 30th. The FBI Pittsburgh Field Office, together with FBI headquarters and field offices throughout the nation, is engaged in a multifaceted statewide effort to build public awareness of hate crimes and encourage reporting to law enforcement, an FBI statement said. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us grew up in the 80s. Now, some of you are like, man, Dahlia, you're old. No, I'm not. Those of us who grew up in the 80s are still pretty cool. We're still pretty awesome, sweet, totally tubular. I hated that term, tubular. I think we're pretty awesome. And you notice how awesome that word sticks? We still use awesome. Like, awesome! 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 But the one thing about the 80s, if I had to characterize the 80s, was great music. Oh my gosh, the rock. 80s rock was just awesome. Can't can't replace Aerosmith, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Depeche Mode. We just had amazing bands. Just can't. Metallica, can't replace it. So we had awesome music. The hair, we had awesome colors. We really used the fuchsia and the aqua marine. We used a lot of bright colors, which I thought was pretty, pretty cool. We really popularized the mall. The mall was big in the 80s. We also popularized Reaganomics. I thought Reaganomics was pretty damn good. We had a pretty good decade. Well, my family had some, you know, monetary issues, but for most people, they did pretty good. But the one thing that was huge in the 80s was diet soda. Now, diet soda had come out prior. Let me see if I have. I wrote a piece on diet soda. Let me see. I thought the diet soda came out like in the 70s. But it did the explosion of it with the Tab and the Pepsi Free and all that. That came out, those were in the 80s. And so many of us grew up on those drinks because you would have I don't know if it was Cheryl Teagues or Cindy Crawford, but some beautiful model, supermodel, would be skinny in a bathing suit with no tummy or butt sipping a diet soda. And you'd be like, oh, that's me. That's me. I'll drink a diet soda so I look like her. But then the 90s come along, and we all start to hear stuff going, maybe this isn't a good idea. And then all of a sudden, we notice that we start getting hungry. And that when you do drink a diet drink, you just get hungrier. And so here we are now. Okay, 1982, Diet Coke was launched in 1982. So it was the 80s. Okay, good. So now here we are in the 2020s, right, where there's just so much research coming out. Remember I told you guys about how diet soda was linked to dementia and stroke? A few years back, I wrote a piece because there was a study published in the American Heart Journal Association, Stroke. And they said artificially sweetened beverages were linked to a higher risk of stroke. One can or more a day was linked to 3 times increased risk of stroke and dementia compared to those who avoided it completely. The researchers looked at 2,800 middle-aged to older individuals, found between the years 1991 and 2001, 97 of them had a stroke. Now, it was the ischemic kind, the clot, not the one where somebody bled. Using that same period, they looked at 1,400 people and found 81 cases of dementia, the majority of which were Alzheimer's. They gave them questionnaires, and it turned out that those who drank at least one diet drink a day were three times more likely to either get the stroke or get the Alzheimer's. So now we have a study saying, look, guys, diet drinks are going to give you cravings, and they're going to increase your appetite. So it starts to make you wonder what the heck we're drinking. In a new study led by University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine, and it was published in JAMA Network Open, scientists looked at the effects of the artificial sweetener, or a non-nutritive sweetener. I think that's going to be the new woke term. And they looked at both on brain activity and appetite responses. Even though you and I are like, okay, we didn't need a study. We could tell you it makes us hungry, but, you know, let them do the study. Let them do the study. 74 adult participants, including 43 women, completed the study from March 2020 to March 21, including an equal number of males and females who identified as either healthy weight, overweight, or obese. During the course of 3 separate morning visits to USC's Dornsife Cognitive Neuroimaging Center, the participants would drink 300 milliliters of a drink sweetened with sucrose, which is sugar, or with a NNS, sucralose, or water as a control. Then researchers spent 2 hours measuring the activation of regions of the brain responsible for appetite and food cravings in response to pictures of high-calorie foods. And they used an imaging technique called functional magnetic resonance imaging.
in addition to glucose levels, insulin levels, and other metabolic hormones in the blood, and the amount of food eaten as a snack benefit at the end of each session. So then what they did is they sampled the blood. At baseline, 10 minutes, 35 minutes, and 2 hours after the participants drank their drink. And like I said, they were divided into sugar, a fake sugar, the artificial sucralose, or water. And then a whole bunch of stuff was run. A plasma glucose, insulin, glucagon-like peptide, acetylgalin, total peptide, YY, and leptin. And then participants were presented with a meal. They say participants were right-handed, non-smoker, weight stable for 3 months before the study visits. They weren't really on diets. They weren't taking medications, had no eating disorders, no drug use, or medical diagnoses. So they did that to kind of screen out other compounding factors. And they say that the imaging studies revealed increased activity in the regions of the brain of those responsible for food cravings and appetite when women and obese people consume the sucralose-containing drinks. Men didn't appear, normal weight men didn't appear to have as much of an issue as obese men, which means they had more of an appetite and food cravings after they drank the artificial sweetener. Now, I told you guys, these artificial sweeteners are like 300 times, or what? No, I forget how many thousands of times sweeter than I wrote a piece on this. I need to find it. And on exactly how much sweeter Equal is versus saccharin versus, there's the Equal is blue. Yellow, I forget what the yellow package is. Anyway, and so when you consume something that super sweet, your body is waiting for food. And remember, these artificial sweeteners came out in the World War II days because it was an accident. I think somebody was making something in the kitchen, and he had been working on something else in the lab, and I think he accidentally licked his hand. He's like, that's sweet. And he goes back to the lab going, why is that sweet? And then he was able to make it. It's a long story. I'll find it. I wrote something on it. And so it was an accident. The artificial sweetener ended up being an accident. They found out, wow, we could do this. And then when we had to ration sugar because of the war effort, we used these products. So they started to become used more ubiquitously, World War II and post-World War II era. But you're getting something sweet, you're getting your sweet tooth, but you don't realize what you're doing is you're inciting your body to be like, okay, well, where's the sweet? According to the tongue, there's supposed to be 70 pounds of cotton candy coming my way. Where is it? So what ends up happening is you end up getting your insulin already, and the high circulating insulin increases your appetite because the insulin's looking for sugar and increases your weight. So it's an interesting study, and it kind of reminds you, don't be drinking diet drinks to lose weight. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think we all could agree, if somebody is on the plane being an absolute jerk, grabbing, right, the butts of the flight attendants, fondling somebody next to them, cursing, threatening that there's a bomb, whatever they're doing, they should, as soon as the plane lands, get off the plane. And honestly, do they deserve to fly again with your airline? I think you have a right as an airline
to say we don't want you. You know, you assaulted a passenger. You assaulted a flight attendant. You threatened to take down the plane. If you're acting like a terrorist, you're on a no-fly list. If you're a criminal, no-fly list. Okay. So, sounds like it makes sense. Sounds like, all right, cut and dry, next topic. Well, not next topic. Because apparently, things are never cut and dry. And so, when you start to look a little deeper as to what these no-fly lists being proposed by Delta, for example, it might include your issue with your mask, your two-year-old's issue with wearing a mask. And now, when you go, no, but Delta's not talking about that. They're not talking about masks. They're talking about terrorists. No. They're talking about unruly passengers. In fact, this is going to the courts because apparently somebody who has a medically challenged, a medical disability, feels like the airline industry is going to discriminate against them. Remember, Biden, expanded the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, to protect people with long COVID. If you're going to protect people with long COVID under the Disabilities Act so they can't be discriminated against, if somebody has trouble breathing and they can't have something over their face or they have anxiety, then according to the ADA, you have to give them accommodations. So what is this unruly list? What qualifies as being unruly? Well, we don't really have a lot of definition here. And, you know, could you or I ever be accused of being unruly? I mean, I behave myself. You know, I'm nice to the flight attendants. Some of them are grumpy, but I get it. You know, I thank them and all that. But one time I had to pee, and I had to pee pretty bad. And we were stuck on the tarmac for, I think, 2 hours. And I had to get up and go. And the flight attendant wouldn't let me. She said, you know, and she got mad. I'm like, I got to go. I'm going to pee on myself. And apparently when you're on the tarmac, and again, it's not her fault. It's not her fault. But apparently when you're on the tarmac and you're stuck, people are not allowed to get up. Because as soon as the pilot gives the go-ahead from air traffic control to move forward, they have to. So everybody has to be seatbelted, and you got the seatbelt sign. I had to pee. Now, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and thank God the plane started moving, but I could, which is why always pee, because you never know how long you're going to be stuck on the tarmac. But if I couldn't hold it, or I thought I was going to get toxic shock or whatever, and I felt like I had to get to the bathroom, would I be unruly? Probably. By definition, if I didn't listen to the flight attendant, if I left my seat, if I did something that was against FAA regulation by running to the bathroom, I could be on the no-fly list. Now, some of you may say, all right, Dr. Dahlia, so you ticked off one plane. You won't be allowed on that plane. It's not that simple. If any of us get on this no-fly list, Delta is saying, look, it doesn't make sense to do a no-fly list just for one airline. Everybody's got to be on board. So what's being reported right now by San Francisco SF Gate or San Francisco Gate, and I apologize here, pulling this up, is Delta says a national no-fly list shared between the airlines of those who have caused trouble on flights during the course of the COVID-19 pandemic is probably the solution to stop unruly passengers. And the airline wants competing airlines to share their no-fly list to protect other employees. And mind you, I get it. If you have a terrorist, I get that. If you have somebody assaulting a flight attendant or assaulting another passenger, I get that. But we have to be very careful of these rules. Unruly passengers, many of them, it starts off because of the mask. And when somebody starts to, you know, being already on an airplane is very anxiety-producing for some. You know, and mind you, the flight attendants need to be protected at all costs. The pilots need to be protected. That's not their job to enforce the law. That's why they have to have air marshals on these planes. But they're in that position, and so they do get grumpy, and people do have it out. And so when you pay $700 for a ticket, and there's, like, no food, you're not getting, you know, drink service, they banned alcohol, you have to wear a mask, and you're having trouble breathing, then I just see a lot of people starting to look unruly. Now, because you're mad at Biden, because you're mad at mandates, because you're mad at everything that happened, you can't be taking it out on the plane. You can't be taking it on the pilot or the flight attendant. But what if you have to pee? What if your two-year-old kid will not leave the mask on their face? Are you now unruly? And then how do you get off the no-fly list? I mean, this is something that can sadly, you know, open up a whole can of worms. And so there now is a lawsuit. Apparently, there is a D.C.-based travel blogger who is headed to court hoping to get a judge to stop airlines from blacklisting people who refuse to wear masks. So this is about the masks. Now, Lucas Wall says he got a disability. He has a disability. They said God, but I'll fix that. He has a disability that makes mask wearing impossible. He says, I suffer from generalized anxiety disorder when I try to cover my face, and it instigates the feeling of panic and hyperventilation. I have real trouble breathing. So he is suing six airlines after he was denied being boarded by TSA and Southwest Airlines for refusing to wear a mask. The suit claims airline mask rules discriminate against disabled people because Wall alleges medical exemptions are nearly impossible to obtain. Now, then they wonder, well, wait a second. If he does have generalized anxiety disorder, his doctor could write the medical exemption. He's probably not getting one. I told you, doctors are worried they're going to lose their license. A lot of doctors aren't going to be writing medical exemptions. So if he has a medical exemption, I'm sure the plane would let him on if he, but anyway. So the airline says they've already banned 1,600 people. 600 of those passengers have already been reported to the FAA. And so there's been 4,300 reports of unruly passenger incidents since 2021. 3,200 of them were mask related. Now, this is being reported by WUSA9. So, I mean, mind you, like I said, you know, there's no need to be a jerk. Stop being a jerk. Cut the flight attendants some slack. You know, don't be being a, and there's multiple words I have for you, for those of you that are attacking people. And, but, you know, because it's not the flight attendant's fault with the masks. But I don't like the idea of getting on a list. And when you look at these unruly passenger issues, I've heard of people being considered unruly and taken off the flight because the kid won't keep the mask on because they're two. So then how long are you not able to fly? Forever? That could be dangerous. And it's not your two-year-old's fault. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.